Yeah. Forever and ever. Break yourself and don't try.
Pray with me just for a moment. We'll get started. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, again. Thank you, Father, for this day, because this is the day that you have made. And we do rejoice and are glad in it, Father. Lord, we rejoice, Father, because we are your people called by your name. We rejoice because of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. We rejoice, Father God, that this life is not all there is. But Lord, that you have called us, Father, to something more. And so the time that we live in this world, Lord God, it's you, Lord God. We live in and through you, and it's your life in us that lives in this world. And so, Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, Father, we just come before you as your people. Lord, we pray that your Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth would lead and guide us in this time. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen your people for the task at hand. Strengthen us, Father, for the journey that we are called to go through, Father. We do all things in and through you, Father, because it's through you that we overcome. So, Lord, I just get out of the way. Lord, I pray, Father God, that by the power of your Spirit, Lord, that you would just strengthen us, Father. We move out every demonic assignment. We cast it out. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, for a free flow of your Spirit in and through us at this time. I get out of the way. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I didn't get a chance to say Subalutarutak. Yeah. So did everyone have a nice time, nice break? It's nice to see everyone smiling. Oh, good. Go to Exodus chapter 3. And let's start at verse number 7. Now, we're going back to Moses. Moses and the burning bush. Okay, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of the land, that land, unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hevites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you.
Then Balabi, Israel, ප්‍රතිව යවන්නේ මේ කීපේක. එවිට මෝසෙස් පාරාවෝ වෙත යන්නත් ඊශ්‍රායෙල් පුත්‍රයන් මිත්‍රයන් පිටතට ගෙනෙන්නත් මම කවුදයි දෙවියන් වහන්සේට කීය. උන්වහන්සේට මම සැබවින් නුඹ සමග සිටින්නේ. මා විසින් නුඹ යැවූ බවට මේක නුඹට ලකුණක් වන්නේය. එනම් නුඹ සෙනෙක මිත්‍රයන් පිටතට ගෙන කල්ලි නුඹලා මේ කන්දේදී දෙවියන් වහන්සේට නමස්කාර කරනවා යැයි කීසේක. මෝසෙස් කතාවක බැලුව මැනව. මා ඊශ්‍රායෙල් පුත්‍රයන් මෙතර පැමිණ නුඹලාගේ පියවරුන්ගේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ නුඹලා වෙතට මාවේ උත්සේකයි ඔවුන්ට කී කල්ලි. උන්වහන්සේගේ නාමය කිමිදැයි ඔවුන් මාගේ නැසෙන විට ඔවුන්ට කුමක් කියන්නේදැයි දෙවියන් වහන්සේට කීවේය. එවිට දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කතා කොට මම යම්සේ සිටින්ද එසේම සිටිමි මෝසෙස්ට කීසේක. නමුත් උන්වහන්සේ කියන සේ නුඹ ඊශ්‍රායෙල් පුත්‍රයන්ට කතා කොට ස්වයං වූණක් දැනන් වහන්සේ නුඹලා වෙතට මාවේ උත්සේකයි කියන්නේයි කීසේක.
Okay. So much in this section, but I want to draw out a few things. You know, one thing is, there's no surprises with God. You know, sometimes right now in the world that we live in, and I see sometimes with some of the world events even taking place and how some people seem to get afraid.
ඉතින් ලෝකයේ වෙන සිදුවීම් දිහා බලනකොට ගොඩක් මිනිස්සු අපි දකිනවා කැළඹිල්ලට සහ යම්කිසි කල්පනාවකට එදිලා සිටිනවා ඒ දේවල් දකිනවා.
An earthquake here, tsunami there, a war over here, somebody has a nuclear bomb over there.
ඒ භූමිකම්පාව, කොහේ හරි බෝම්බ කිපීමක් නැත්නම් වසුනාමියක් ඒ වගේ අර්බුද නිසා මිනිසුන් ගොඩක් කැළඹිල්ලට පත් වෙලා සිටිනවා.
And you see how people react to their surroundings, and it's actually a revelation of their where they're at with God.
ඉතින් අපි බලනවා අපේ අවටින මිනිස්සුන්ගේ කැළඹීම ඔවුන් කොයිතරම් ඒ වගේ අපස්ථාවෙත් පතලා තියෙනවා කිව්වොත් ඔවුන්ට එවිටරව වීම වෙලා තියෙන දේවල් අනුව තමයි ඒ විදිහට සිද්ධ වෙන්නේ.
Now when God appears to Moses in this situation, he's appearing to Moses at a window of time. All of us exist in this world in a window of time.
Moses said yankisi kala vakwaanuka tamai devyanwanse meemini deeya prakasha karana une api hamoma ekeka kala vakwaanuwata aithiyai.
See, we have eternity. There is no time in eternity, but one of the mysteries of God is that which is eternal comes into this into time.
ඉතින් අපි දකිනවා දැන් සදාකාල ජීවිතේ ඒකට කාලයක් නැහැ සදාකාලයක. නමුත් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අද ඒ කාලයේ
So we have this big teledrama going on, which is this life in this world, and God comes in, Jesus comes into time even for 33 years, he comes into a window of time.
ඉතින් අපිට කාලය දැන් ලොකු ටෙලිග්‍රාමාවක් වගේ දිගට ගියාට නමුත් යම් කිසි කාල වකවානුවන් වෙන් කරලා තියෙනවා දැන් යේසුස් වහන්සේ වුණ අවුරුදු 33කට මේ ලෝකෙට ආවා.
And so all of us have this window of time that we come onto this stage in this massive play that God is putting on for something that God has for us to do.
එනිසා මේ වේදිකාවේ ලෝකිනමක වේදිකාවේ අපි හැමෝටම කොටසක් තියෙන යම් දේවල් කරන්න. ඒ කාලෙට ඒ අය ඒ විදිහට ක්‍රියාත්මක වෙනවා.
You know, sometimes they have the big children's shows and a big event and a big day here, and they'll have several different plays that the kids will do, yeah?
ළමයින්ගේ වැඩසටහන තිබ්බොත් මේ වේදිකාවේ එක එකයි එක එක විදිහ ක්‍රියාකාරකම් කරනවා. ඒගොල්ලන් එලි දක්වනවා.
Is there one child that just sits there for the whole thing? No, they get on the stage, they do their thing and they get off.
එක ළමෙක් එකම දේ කරගෙන මුළු අවස්ථාවම සිටිනවද නැහැ. ඒ කාර්යාවේ කොටස කරලා ඉවරුනාම අයින් වෙනවා. වෙන කෙනෙක් වෙන එකක් කරනවා.
So there's no surprises. God's already written the entire play. God's already put the whole pieces in place. And then he, now we're in the middle of this whole thing being acted out.
පුදුම කරන දේවල් සිදුවන්නේ නැහැ. මක්නිසාර දෙවියන් වහන්සේ හැම දෙයක්ම හැම දෙයක්ම සැලසුම් කරලා ඒ කාල වකවානුවට තබලා ඉවරයි. පුදුම වෙන්නේ දෙයක් නැහැ.
And anytime God needs to adjust things, he does so that everything stays on track for his plan.
සමහර අවස්ථාවල දෙවියන් වහන්සේ යම් දේවල් හරි ගස්සන්න තියෙනවා නම් ඒවා හරි පිළිවෙලට දාන්න ඕන නම් ඒ අවස්ථාවේ ඒ දේ කරනවා ඒ කාරණාව ඉෂ්ට වෙන පිණිස.
So you remember back to Joseph And you remember back to when God speaking to him, and you remember even back to Abraham, where Abraham is walking through the land and seeing all these places. So Abraham, right? This, all that you can see, this whole, it's all your, it's all going to be for your descendants. But also the sins of these people that are even listed here, he says they haven't come to the full measure. It's not yet their time. In a while, all of this is coming this way. And then here's Joseph. Now think about God's orchestration. Here's Joseph. Joseph as an individual getting sold into slavery, going to Egypt, experiencing all the things that he does. And God, and even in Genesis 45 verse 5, where Joseph even says, look, don't be mad at yourselves, don't worry about this. The God sent me here ahead of you into Egypt to preserve life. And the family of what was Israel at the time, less than 100 people, goes from Canaan, the land of Canaan, over into Egypt. And now here we, and God had said all of this stuff is going to happen. You're going to be going to this place. You're going to have these issues. You're going to be oppressed. And then in the right time, I'm going to pull you out of there. And now, here comes Moses. Now Moses, it's your turn to play the role that God has for you in God's plan and purpose. Now how old is Moses when it's time for him to play his part? Eighty. Did God make a mistake? In God's time, can you imagine Moses here? He had those first 40 years. Wouldn't it make sense in our mind, okay, those first 40 years, that's the time. Moses is strong and he wants to do it too. But no, that's not God's way. Forty year pause on Moses' life. Forty years taking care of sheep. 40 years, for 40 years. Moses, what are you doing today, man? There's nothing. Yeah, come on, Puresh, listen. You know, wouldn't you think at 80, with just a few sheep on the backside of the desert, wouldn't you think at that stage, okay, this is pretty much what life is going to be? If you had to say, okay, here's a life, let me look at this life,
ඉතින් බලන්න මේ ජීවිතේ මේක තමයි ජීවිතේ කියන්නේ කියලා ඒ ගැන අපිට කතා කරන්න තිබුණා.
This is probably I can see him doing this. He's 80. I can see him maybe doing this for 5 more years if he can. And then thank you, Moses, for your service. And we'll have a nice funeral for Moses. He was a nice guy. No, but what happens? When God... You know, God has an interesting way of taking the least likely candidates and making them something for His purpose. And this is why, see, the world identifies in a certain way. The strong, the powerful, the successful, the go-getter. That's the world looking for that. Young, energetic, that's the world. God looks for the heart. God looks for David. God looks for Moses. It doesn't matter the external. It doesn't matter the place in life. It matters the condition of the heart. Because when a heart is turned towards the Spirit of God, God's Spirit can flow into that. And if the heart is turned away from Him, He won't flow into that. He respects that person's choice. But here's Moses in this stage. And God speaks to Moses about the larger plan and purpose and things going on in His design. Now His people, you know, so many times God is using object lessons that for us, that if you could look back, you're like, okay, I understand. And Egypt is a type of the world in Scripture. And Egypt is a type of the world system in Scripture. So God's people had been enslaved by the world. God's people had been brought into bondage by the world. And Moses is a type of deliverer. Even as Jesus Christ delivered us from the world system through the cross, the power of His blood, the sacrifice He made, Moses is sent in as a deliverer for God's people at that time. See, there are types and shadows throughout scriptures. Over and again, we see certain patterns. Do you know that Moses is not done? You know, the scriptures talk about the two witnesses. There's a spirit, that there's an empowering of God that comes where you see these repeated patterns. Elijah comes even with John the Baptist, where they're like, you know, Jesus says, you know, He's Elijah that came. The voice of one calling in the wilderness. And so these patterns and types repeat, and over again, God runs these cycles through the new manifestations of the way the world is at the time. But God now is calling for His people that are in bondage to be brought out. You remember what Paul said in Acts 26 when he said what happened with him? Keep your finger in Exodus 3, we're coming right back there, but go to Acts 26. And when the ministry that he was called into by Jesus, verse 16 says, "But rise and stand upon thy feet." Chapter 26, verse 16. "But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me."
අපි 26 වෙනි පරිච්ඡේදයේ 16 වෙනි පදයේ කියවමු. ස්වාමින් වහන්සේද මම නම් නුඹ පීඩා කරන යේසුස්ය. නුමුත් නැගිට කෙලින් සිතපන්න. මක් නිසාද යම් යම් දේ සඳහා නුඹ මා දුටු වේද නුඹට ප්‍රකාශ වන්නේද? ඒ දේවල් ගැන නුඹ සේවකයන්ද සාක්ෂිකාරයෙක්ද කොට නියම කරන පිණිස මම නුඹට පෙන්වෙමි. සෙනගින්ද අන්‍ය ජාතින්ගේද නුඹ ගලවන්නේමි. මා කෙරේ ඇදහීමෙන් ඔවුන් පෞකමාවද පිරිසුදු කරනු ලැබූ අයවලුන් අතරේ උරුමයක්ද ලබන පිණිස ඔවුන් අන්ධකාරයෙන් ආලෝකයටද සාතන්ගේ බලයෙන් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ වෙතටද හැරෙන ලෙස ඔවුන්ගේ ඇස් පහදවන්නට ඔවුන්ට ඔවුන් වෙතට නුඹ යවමි කීසේක."
So Moses sent at one stage to take people from the power of Satan unto God. Because even God said, there would be the time, one of the marks of this, what I'm going to do is you will be coming here and worshiping me on this mountain, serving me on this mountain. So Moses being sent by God to take people from the power of Satan unto God, from darkness to light. Repeated pattern again with Paul. God commissioning him, saying, "I am going to send you, and you are going to be used by me to take people from the power of Satan unto God, from darkness to light." Now, an important thing with the Old Testament, you know, so often what God would do prior to Christ was He would use a natural example to exemplify a spiritual reality. Because of where people were in God's design and God's continuing expanding revelation, God at that stage was using a lot of natural examples to show spiritual realities. So, for example, when the temple was built, God used the building of the temple, the tabernacle in the wilderness that the children of Israel walked around with. That was a natural example so people could understand the spiritual reality of what was going on. So the outer court, the inner court, the Holy of Holies, The necessary shedding of blood so that remission of sins could take place. So even in Hebrews 9:22 it says that without the shedding of blood there's no forgiveness of sins. God had to make these natural examples obvious so that people would understand the spiritual reality that needed to take place. So here, back in Exodus, we have a very strong natural example of a spiritual reality that now today even we live in and experience. So back then, what God did was He showed His people, if you were an Israelite, you were born into bondage in the world. At that time, you were born into bondage in the world. Imagine 30 years before Moses, if you were born in Egypt and you woke up, your eyes opened one day as a baby, where were you born? You were born as a slave to what was the world system. As soon as you were strong enough to walk, you were probably carrying straw and gathering things and making bricks, and as soon as you could, you were put to work in that system. Did you have a choice in the matter? Could you say, I don't want to do this? No. In fact, the taskmasters were cruel. If you tried to not be a part of that system, they would make a very quick example out of you. They would make a quick example out of you so that everyone else knew, don't ever fall out of line. So you were born into a system of slavery. And God looked down upon that situation, heard the cries of His people, and sent them a deliverer. Now, interesting choice of deliverer, not young, powerful Moses. But 80-year-old, kind of been walking around with sheep for 40 years, that Moses. You would think that if it was us, we would schedule it a different way. Wouldn't you schedule it a different way? Especially if you knew they're going to have a long time in the desert and all this travel and all. You need a good, strong, young Moses, don't you? But no, you know the thing is that all of this happens according to God's plan, God's timing, God's way, God's purpose. And with Egypt, with all of its power and all of its armies and Pharaoh and all of their slave masters and everything that they had, God says, you know what? Okay, it's time to deliver my people. And he's looking around on his creation. He says, okay, let me send in the 80-year-old man with the stick. I mean, think about this. Let me send in, I need to deliver my people. Let me send in the 80-year-old man with the stick. Can you imagine that? But in this process, what's going on here? Well, one thing God is showing that, look, all I need is a willing heart, somebody that I can flow through, and whatever my purpose is, I will accomplish it in and through that. God's not restricted to our participation, but He willingly desires that we would participate in His plan. And He offers that to us. And now, as He's now explaining this and offering this and showing this and revealing His plan for even Moses in this whole thing. Moses now struggles with who he is. This is important for us. There is will always be a struggle for you when you see who you are apart from Him. In Exodus 3 verse 12, when Moses is talking, he says, and he says, verse 11, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? God, don't you see 80-year-old man with a stick? Don't you see this? You know, did you get the right guy over here? Didn't you want the bush that's down there? Why this one? Why me? Who am I? What does God do? Instead of saying, who am I, he switches it. He says, I am. You can put that on a bumper sticker. Now, who am I? God, what does He do? He says, I am. They get to that in the discussion. And what is that process? What is that necessary to get to I am? Alright, verse 12, he says, and he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people of Egypt, the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And verse 12, and he said, certainly I will be with thee. Now at that stage, I will be with thee was what we had. Now what changes now with Christ? Back then as I will be with thee. Today, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you will bear much fruit. John 15. The new covenant is that God is no longer just with us and dwelling among us like the tabernacle. The new covenant is now God is in us and we are in Him. Now, God said, I am the Lord, I change not. So He remains, I am. But under the new covenant in Christ Jesus, it is no longer God is with us, but now He is in us. We no longer need to go to the tabernacle, go to the temple. Your body is the temple of the living God. You can go within, you can commune with God right now where you are. Even as Jesus, when He's prayed, He said, it is finished. The veil of the temple is rent in two. There's no more separation between you and God. Even as there was no more separation between you and God, me and God, even this day, right now, because of what Christ Jesus did, we have boldly, we can go before the throne of grace. No longer are we outside. We have been brought into the family of God, adopted into the family of God. We, Christ Jesus, God is, Jesus is your brother. You and I become part of the family of God. But now, in this process, what also do we deal with? What also do we have to deal with in this life? Again, back to where, when Paul was sent to go to deliver people from dark unto light, from the power of Satan unto God. Because the spiritual world system continues to exist. And people are born into that system. But God's people are marked by Him. And He is I am. And what is the way out of that system? What is the way out of that system? What is the way out of that system of slavery and bondage? Ask Jesus into your heart. That's the start of the path, yeah. But that process is to be made one with the Spirit of God. To be made one in Him. What was Jesus' prayer in John 17? Go to John 17 real quick. Keep your finger in Exodus 3. Okay. John 17, Jesus' prayer. In verse 20, He says, chapter 17, verse 20, He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on Me through their word, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me.
Verse 20 and 21.
So Jesus' prayer, the prayer that he prayed, do you think this prayer is not answered? No, this prayer is answered. So what happens? Christ Jesus goes to the cross, fulfills the plan and purpose of God, no more separation between us and the Father. What is the gift of God? Okay, we talked, let's jump back a couple of weeks, 3 weeks. We talked about what is your inheritance. Do you remember? Pop quiz. Okay, what did we start with back in Adam in the garden? What was there? What? Yes! Very good. Oneness with the Spirit of God was what we began with. There was no separation between you and the Father. What happened with the enemy in the garden and sin and the world system and all those things being established? What did they do? They created separation between you and God. Basically what that was, God is over there, you're over here. You're over here saying, I wonder what God's will is for my life. I wonder what God's plan is for my life. I wonder what I should do. I wonder what's going on in the world. Who am I? Do you see that? Do you see what happened? What then now did God restore in Christ Jesus? God restored and answered the prayer of Christ in John 17. The answer to God's prayer, to Jesus' prayer, was that they may be one in us, that there is now no longer separation between you and the Father. Flip back to Exodus chapter 3. Whom shall I say sent me? I am. That God said, I am. Now, what happens in Christ Jesus? This is past a prayer that we pray. This is a spiritual state of existence. The way out of the world system. Back then, Moses had to go in. He had to liberate them by a strong arm of the Lord. They had to strike down every one of these gods of the Egyptians with the 10 different plagues. Each one of the plagues going up specifically against an Egyptian god that the Egyptians trusted in, that they looked to for their power, their provision, and God knocked out each one of those with a plague even designed against those specific gods.
ක්‍රීඩාවන් ගොඩක් කරලා ඊට පස්සේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ පෙන්නවා ඒ ඊජිප්තුවේ ඉන්න අයගේ දක්ෂකම් වලින් මැඩ පැවත්තන්න බැලුවා ඒ දේ නමුත් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තමයි එතන ජයගත්තේ උන්වහන්සේ සියලු දේ මැඩ පැවත්තලා මිනිස්යන්ට හැම දෙයක්ම පෙන්නලා උන්වහන්සේ සෙනගව ගැලවුවා
And God pulls them out by a strong arm And when they try to go after them and to try to bring them back into slavery, God protects and shields and guards and draws them unto Himself. Fulfilling His purpose. And in the middle of all this, though, too, will people's free will is honored. Because when God intends to take them into the land that He's promised them, their free will, they choose to reject as a people, by and large, they choose to reject God's promise, and God says, okay, it's not for you, it goes on to the next generation.
මනුෂ්‍යයන් උන්වහන්සේ පොළොව දෙසට ආවට පස්සේ ඔවුන්ගේ කැමැත්තෙන්ම දෙවියන් වහන්සේට විරුද්ධ වුණා උන්වහන්සේ එපා කළා ඒ නිසා දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කිව්වා ඔවුන්ගේ කැමැත්තෙන්ම දේවල් කරන නිසා ඊළඟ පරම්පරාවට තමයි උන්වහන්සේ කැමැත්ත කරන්නට අවසර දුන්නේ
God respects free will
උන්වහන්සේ ගරු කරනවා මිනිසෙකගේ සුව කැමැත්ත
So while salvation is available While freedom is available, while truth is available, if somebody rejects it, they then get the ramification of their choice. But for those that accept it, like Joshua and Caleb, they realize the promise that God intended for them. Do you realize that God eliminated an entire generation except those two? Everyone else knocked off except those two. You know that God works with everyone as an individual? While there are judgments that take place against cities and families and nations, in the middle of that, that God is very, very specific and exact to work with people as individuals where they stand with Him in relationship to Him and His promises in their life. And for those that accepted the Word of God as it was spoken unto them, they received life and the benefit of the promise of God in their lives. And for the unbelieving and the unfaithful, though they had seen the power of God, though they had seen the manifestation of the very hand of God in and around them, they died in a desert wasteland, never seeing that promise.
දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ අස්තේ ක්‍රියාව දැකපු ආස්කම් දැකපු හැම දෙයක්ම ඇස්වලින් දැකපු වේසෙනක දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ප්‍රතික්ෂේප කරමින් ඒ ආශිර්වාදය උරුම කරගන්න බැරුව
Because while God is faithful to fulfill what He has promised in the lives of those that would follow Him, for those that choose to reject it, they get their choice. But how was it fulfilled for those that would receive it? Back then it was, I will be with them. What was God's promise to Joshua when he took over from Moses? Even as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And that was so that was the best that they could do under where they were in God's plan and timing. I thank God that we live in this time. Because for God's people at this time, not only is God with us, God is in us. He goes before us, His glory is our rear guard. And what is available to us in this time is oneness with the Spirit of God. Now, you can have that now. To be an ambassador of Christ is to be a representative of the kingdom of God here. What does that mean? That means when people see you, they see Him. And there's no separation now between you and the Father because of what Christ Jesus has done in you. And that is also, incidentally, the way out of the system of slavery. When you come into I Am and you come into your place of oneness with the Spirit of God, nothing in this world can hold you. When you follow Him, even as Jesus said in John 10, "My sheep know My voice, they won't follow another." When you follow Him and go with Him, you now experience the abundant life that He intended for you, and you walk out of the world system and into that promised land that God intended for you, even now. So He is I Am. And when you are in Christ Jesus, you become I Am as well. You are I Am. No past. No future. Right now in Him, eternal beings in this life, in this world. Fulfilling the plan and the purpose and the destiny that God has for you in this time, in this dispensation. Your inheritance has been restored in Christ Jesus. The way has been made in Christ Jesus. And if for those that choose to follow Him, the abundant life is made available in and through them in Christ Jesus. And with that, my time is gone, so I have to stop there.